If you're sharing music files over the internet, the recording industry says it may take you to court. But that threat doesn't seem to discourage many internet music fans, as NPR's John McChesney discovered on a visit to a college campus.
After years of pursuing file-sharing companies like Napster in court, the Recording Industry Association of America says now it's coming after individuals who make music files available online. Perhaps people like a young man named Christian at San Francisco State University who is striding across campus to a rhythm only he can hear in his headset. He pulls a small MP3 player out of his pocket and turns it off so he can talk. He says he's a heavy internet music user with 2,200 music tracks on his personal computer. He uses the popular file sharing software called Kazaa. So, is he worried that the recording industry might come after him?
No, not at all. I mean, that's a stupid move. I mean, there's no way they can. There's too many people. Once you have the Kazaa program in your computer, you can download and share with anybody else who has that. So there's no way they could, even if they were to stop Kazaa tomorrow, they couldn't stop the sharing.
And like many internet music users, he says the recording industry has only itself to blame for its current troubles. So he doesn't feel the slightest twinge of guilt for what the industry calls stealing.
No guilt at all. No. CD technology has been out for 20 years. They came out at $15 to $20 a CD. They never lowered the price, even though production costs have gone to nothing.
There are millions of people sharing music on the internet, but the recording industry says it will only be suing people who offer significant numbers, their words, of songs for others to download. Graduate student Judy says she has a staggering 5,000 songs on her hard drive, but she shrugs off the industry's threat to sue people like her.
I can't imagine that would ever happen because I'm just one, you know, IP address, and there's millions and millions of others in the United States. They can't crack down on every person. Everyone I know downloads music.
Does she agree with the recording industry that she's stealing music?
Am I stealing the music? Yeah, technically I am stealing the music.
And that doesn't trouble you?
Not really, no. I think they're making enough money from other sources.
Some companies, like Apple with its iTunes, are now selling downloadable music on the internet. Apple charges 99 cents for a single track, but Judy says she isn't buying.
If I was buying them from Apple, you know, that would be $4,000 or $5,000. It's just too much money to spend on it.
In our unscientific survey, we found no one who thought that the latest threat by the industry would be effective. Here's Javier Jimenez.
It's such like the ethos of the internet to just like share music, share documents, share whatever. And I understand there are issues with it, but at the same time, this is something that is an established norm, I think, especially for younger people.
Chris Robison is a software engineering graduate student, but he says he doesn't download music on the internet.
I got some good buddies who are musicians. I'm a musician myself, and I don't want to detract from musicians' abilities to make money because it's an art and they deserve to get paid.
But even Robison does not believe that the recording industry's campaign against file sharers will work. He believes that it will just lead to an escalation of software wars that will thwart the industry's ability to track down internet addresses.
I mean, I think initially this is going to catch some people. It maybe scares some people who otherwise wouldn't do it, but I don't think it's going to change the whole industry into all of a sudden people wanting to pay for music again.
The recording industry says it will start filing lawsuits against significant file sharers in August. John McChesney, NPR News, San Francisco.